Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
I am Francis Kweku Owusu, nurse practitioner and a senior nurse manager at Karaga Municipal Hospital. In this podcast, we are going to talk about tuberculosis. Our goal with this podcast is for you to know what tuberculosis is about, so that we'll be able to take care of ourselves and prevent it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Francis. Thank you. So what is exactly tuberculosis is about?
Thank you, Mr. Hafiz. Tuberculosis is broad and it is caused by a bacteria. I will not bother with the name of the bacteria, but it can affect the lungs, the brain, the abdomen, lymph nodes, even the bones. But the common ones we are going to talk about today is the one that affects the lungs, what is known as PTB or pulmonary tuberculosis or TB of the lungs. I just want you to know that when we say TB, it's broad. Tuberculosis is a bacterial infection that affects or any part of the body, the lungs, joints, brain, bones, abdomen, lymph nodes, even urinary tracts. The TB bacilli or bacteria can affect all this system or part of the body. But like I said earlier, we are going to focus on the common ones, the pulmonary or the lung tuberculosis. When we say lung tuberculosis, it affects the lungs. And then it is also very infectious and it is spread through airborne droplets. Mm. So if somebody had tuberculosis and the person spits or the person is talking or the person sneezes, you see that when we are talking, we release air, or when we are singing, or when we are coughing, or when we are sneezing, a lot of air comes out and the bacteria is in this air that comes out when we cough, or when you are singing, or when you are talking, or when you sneeze.
Yeah.
You release thousands of bacteria. Mm. So somebody who has bacteria and is talking to people, because it is airborne, and it's droplets, you can easily infect people around, in the bars, at home, in the classroom, in the hospital. That is why in those days, people who have tuberculosis, they have to seclude them. Okay. They have to take them to isolation ward. Because when they talk cough, or when they talk and they are singing or they are sneezing, they release this bacteria into the air.
Okay.
And anybody around can be infected by this bacteria. Okay. And then with little or no time, they also develop the sickness in their lungs. That is where they begin to cough blood, they grow lean, they don't eat. In those days, they will say it is ghost sickness locally in the Ghanaian parlance. And every tribe has a way of describing tuberculosis. You know, the cure wasn't there initially, or the cure was very difficult, because we always ascribe spirits to tuberculosis.
Yes.
So many people died because they believe it was some curse or some spirits that will come on you and you grow lean and you cough and cough blood and all those things. But thankfully, medicine has progressed so much in Ghana that tuberculosis is almost a thing of the past.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's still there, it is still one of the top 10 sicknesses in our hospitals in Ghana.
Okay.
That is why I want to talk about.
Okay.
You see.
Okay.
And then also, if somebody is having low immunity, a malnourished child, you see, or somebody who has cancer,
okay,
is around, or somebody who's on cancer medication,
okay,
all these things has a way of bringing down the person's ability to fight infection. So when the somebody is having tuberculosis and such people are around, they can easily get it because their immunity is low.
Yeah.
And then people living with HIV also, because they have low immunity, so they can also easily get tuberculosis. You see, so tuberculosis is quite a serious sickness in our part of the world. You know, thankfully medicine has come and now the treatment is available.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to ask, like, how do one know if he has tuberculosis? What are the signs or symptoms?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And very important you ask that question, because some of the symptoms may mimic other conditions. So you may think that it is not tuberculosis, but maybe pneumonia or maybe cold, simple cold.
Okay.
Because it starts like that.
Okay.
Like simple cold, blocked nostril, what we call catarrh in the local parlance. Blocked nostrils, you are coughing, but that's how it starts.
Mm.
And then by the time you realize 1 week, 2 weeks, then 3 weeks.
Mm.
Then common cold is becoming something else.
Yeah,
okay. So the first symptoms in adults, the person may be coughing, chest pain, loss of weight, loss of appetite. Sometimes when they cough, they get some blood stains in the sputum. You see, when they cough and they bring out the sputum, sometimes there are blood stains inside. You know, sometimes also they get fever. You see, somebody sweat in the night. So these are some of the things that you may see in an adult. In the kid, you see them, they become malnourished, they lose weight, and then the fever in them is low grade. Okay. That means that they don't get the typical fever that you expect. You see, low grade fever. Sometimes the children too, they have poor appetite. They become irritable. Some of them, they vomit.
Okay.
You see, they will be crying unnecessarily, irritable. He lie down, he get up, doesn't know what to do to himself or herself. You see, these are all signs of symptoms of tuberculosis. And some of the signs, like I said earlier, they become pale because they are not eating well. Some of them, their neck becomes stiff.
Okay.
You see, some of them, they grow lean.
Okay.
You see, because of the conditions, you know. So it's always good that when you have some of these symptoms, you quickly come. You don't assume it's catarrh.
Yeah.
As we see in the local parlance.
Okay.
Oh, it's catarrh. So don't bother. It's catarrh. But the catarrh may not be catarrh.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, by the time we discover that it's tuberculosis, you might have spread it in class, in the bars, in church. Because I say coughing in church.
Yeah.
I say coughing in the class. I say coughing in the bars.
In
your household, sometimes you even infect the children. You see, so when some of these signs and symptoms are seen, kindly come to the hospital.
Okay.
So that we can save you and save your own close relatives from getting the tuberculosis.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So in this case, at what point does it become show that it shows that this point is very critical or kind of?
Yes, I wish you don't even wait for it to get critical.
Okay.
The rule is that if you cough for more than a week or two, you see, we should suspect tuberculosis.
Okay.
You see, pulmonary tuberculosis.
Okay.
The TB of the lungs.
Mm.
We have coughed more than 1 week or 2 weeks. Come so that we can intervene quickly to avoid the complications of tuberculosis. Okay. You see it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, like, what should one do if one realizes that you have this disease?
Yes, I think the best is to come, like I said earlier. Because the truth is that our aim or the objective for the treatment is to is to cure the disease, number two, to prevent the development of what we call drug resistance. Because some of the tuberculosis also develop drug resistance.
Okay.
So the earlier we detect, the better for us.
Okay.
And then also to manage this drug and its side effects, for psychosocial support. You see, and also to investigate and to safeguard those who are around you. We got something contact tracing.
Okay.
Where have you been?
Okay.
Where do you go to school? Where do you go to church? Because all these people we have walked around them during the past week or two have might have contracted the sickness.
Okay.
So the treatment is not just you, but also those that you might have infected. So we do contact tracing, you see, so that we can be able to screen all those you have had interaction with for the past week or two or three.
Okay.
So that we can also check them and make sure they don't develop the tuberculosis. So the best is for you to come to the hospital. Okay. When already you're having some of these signs and symptoms, you are coughing, there is blood inside, you have been coughing for more than a week or two, you are growing lean, you are not eating well, the child is not thriving well, he's malnourished, the child has poor appetite, irritable child, and they're still coughing.
Wow.
You see, come to the hospital so that investigation can be done, and if it's tuberculosis, intervention can be done before the complications set in. You see, thank you.
So what can one do to prevent him or herself from getting this disease?
Yes, I think what you can do to prevent the disease is, number one, you have to eat healthy. Because if you eat healthy and then somebody infects you, because you are healthy, your immune system is also strong.
Okay.
That is why we said that those who are at risk are people living with HIV/AIDS, and then people with who are on some medications, cancer medications, and then children, and then children with severe and acute malnutrition. Because these category of people have low immunity. You see, because naturally, when you get into the tuberculosis bacteria, your body fights it. You see, already we have been given some vaccines when we were babies.
Yes,
and those vaccines are supposed to produce antibodies against the bacteria. So that even if you get in touch with it as you are going through life, you have antibodies to fight it. But if you are in that category of people where your immunity has become so low, you see, cancer or cancer medications or malnourished or HIV, your chance of getting it is very high. You know, so when you have it, you quickly come. Are you getting the point? So that you don't put those people around you at risk. You see it? Yes.
So is there something else we should know, maybe besides all that you said?
Yes. I think we're talking about the complications. One of the complications too is your lungs will fail.
Okay.
As we breathe, we take in oxygen and we bring out carbon dioxide. If the TB goes on for a long time and the lung tissue are affected, the lung will fail.
Wow.
You can't breathe again. And then you will die. Sometimes the lung will not fail, but the lung capacity will also reduce because the TB bacteria will punch holes into the lungs. And the lung trying to heal itself develop fibrosis, which fibrosis simply means that the lung tissue or the lung organ, the function of it will also reduce.
Okay.
So you may not have a normal lung again. So even though you have recovered, but your lung is damaged.
Yeah.
You see? And that will reduce your lung carrying capacity. Therefore, you realize that though you are recovered, but you are not able to walk, you are not able to do some exercises, you work more, you get tired, because the lung carrying capacity of oxygen has also reduced because of the complications. So we need to do that to avoid the complications. And then also, like I said earlier, the TB of the lung can also spread to the other organs in the body. So the TB of the lung, but I realize you are developing the TB of the joints, or TB of the brain, or TB of the spinal cord, or TB of the intestines. You see, so is the reason why we really need to see TB as a serious matter, because it may not, at the end of the day, it may not just affect the lungs, but it may move from the lungs and spread to other organs of the body. You see, and sometimes if the TB affect the bones, You may think it's rheumatism. You see, or as they say, musculoskeletal disorder. And then they may give some medication thinking is that, but the real cause of it is that tuberculosis is the cause.
Okay, so
musculoskeletal, muscles and bone sickness.
Okay.
Muscles and bone sickness. Okay. Sometimes it can even affect the spinal cord.
Okay.
What you call the pot disease.
Sure.
You see, or the intestine, what you call the bovine disease.
Okay.
You see, intestines. So it makes the TB quite serious.
Okay.
Because it may not have just affect the lungs, but it also affect other parts of the body.
Okay.
That is why coming to the hospital early enough is good.
Okay.
So that we'll be able to help you from getting over all these things.
Okay.
And then also avoiding smoking will help. We want to emphasize it's predisposed you to the tuberculosis.
Okay.
You see. And then of late, there's something called shisha that our young boys and the young girls are taking. Now, shisha is more deadly than cigarettes. The research shows that one puff of shisha, if you just take one puff, you just inhale one puff of shisha, is equal to about 20 sticks of cigarettes.
Wow.
But I don't know, the youth have been deceived into thinking that shisha is more safer than cigarettes, than smoking cigarette or smoking weed.
Okay.
You see, but it's the opposite. This research.
Yeah.
Yes. One puff of shisha is about 20 sticks of cigarettes. You see, so shisha is equally deadly and can expose you or predispose you to tuberculosis. Alcohol, drinking of alcohol can predispose you to smoke, to tuberculosis.
Okay.
So you must also check, because you see, people drink alcohol and they don't eat well. You see, especially the alcoholics.
Yeah.
So their immunity goes down.
Okay.
And then anybody with tuberculosis around, they inhale it and they get infected.
Okay.
So we must also check that one. And then also, we should also try and live in an environment where there's enough ventilation. Like I said, it is airborne. Airborne means that we can get tuberculosis through air. Airborne. So we must also try and live in a place where there is enough ventilation. So even those living with tuberculosis, we advise that they should stay like that so that they don't always stay in a place where the ventilation is very poor. Are you getting the point? We should also try and then check all these things. And then when we are coughing or sneezing, like I said, use handkerchief or tissue to cover your mouth.
Okay.
So that you don't spread the bacteria.
Okay.
These are safety. So even wear masks. When they come to the world, what we tell them is wear masks. And when you are coughing, you cough into the masks. If you're at home where you don't have masks, you might have a tissue or handkerchief or a towel. You cough into the towel so that you don't spread the bacteria.
Okay.
Or you sneeze into the towel so you don't spread the bacteria.
Okay.
You see, because you're at home and you are coughing, you assume you're alone. You see, but people will come into the room.
Definitely.
To visit you, to say hello, to give you food and all those things.
Yeah.
And if these bacteria are still in the air, anybody who enters your space may pick it up.
Yeah.
But if there has been free flow of air, the air will carry them and then it will not stay and infect others.
Okay.
So we need to also check our ventilation very well. You see? And then avoid close contact to active patients with tuberculosis.
Okay.
If somebody has been diagnosed with tuberculosis, we have to also avoid close contact. Because at that time, the bacteria is very active. If after a month or two, you are taking the medication, the bacteria is said to be weak or said to be inactive.
Okay.
At that level, it's okay to contact the pest. But at the initial stages where the bacteria is still active, we need to avoid close contact to such a person so that he doesn't infect those who come around him, especially the nursing mothers. you see, nursing mothers and their children.
Okay.
Some of these things must also be checked so that we don't get ourselves in trouble. These are always a means to curb the spread of the bacteria.
Okay.
You see, like I said, they are airborne and we can easily get it. And then maintain a healthy lifestyle by eating balanced, like I said, exercises and all those things.
Okay.
You see, when we do that, we'll be able to reduce, if not stop, but reduce the spread of the bacteria or the tuberculosis to the extent. And then with time, we may even eradicate tuberculosis. Like in the other world, tuberculosis is almost a thing of the past. Aha, you know, so we too can do it with our practices that we are talking about.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Doctor, once again. We are very grateful for such a wonderful subject. I believe, because a lot of things I've learned here, I didn't know these are some of the things we could do to prevent them.
Yeah.
And also a lot of things you, I mean, want to see and think, it's just like, okay, this is just normal. But with your presentation, I got to realize a lot of new things I think I would take into practice. Thank you, listeners, also. And I know another good time we'll have you on our studios again. Until we meet again.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.